The past 30 years, my little sister, Kathleen Finnegan, has published a magazine called Lighthouse Digest. And in its heyday, I think it had a circulation of 18 billion people. But it's a little niche magazine, of course, and it's been published for years. And my sister got involved with lighthouses back in the late 80s when she and her then boyfriend, now husband, moved to Maine. And within a year, they started being enamored with lighthouses, began publishing a lighthouse magazine, opened up a gift shop, did all kinds of things, a foundation to save lighthouses. And so for the last 30 years on Christmas, I received a gift from my sister, a calendar filled with the lighthouses of Maine. I have a collection of billions of these things. So, but it's kind of cool. And lighthouses are amazing. There's all kinds of different ones I've realized. And sometimes I've been in other parts of the world, and I say, I saw a lighthouse here, and she'll tell me all about that lighthouse. I go, how do you know? She goes, I published the magazine. I go, oh. And a nice and pretty one here. See, yep, nice sunsets. And so I've got that, and so in my house I've had this hanging for the current one for the last 30 years. And lighthouses are amazing things. Like they're meant to be this sign so that when ships are sailing, and before they had, you know, cell phones and GPS and all that good stuff, they would know where they're at. And so that's why lighthouses are all different. Their cupola, the window where the light comes from on top, are different on all of them. And the flash is different. So that no matter, so that you can have a little book, you go, oh, it's beep, 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 or whatever, and flash, 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 and you know where you're at. You go, oh, we're lost. We're in Boston. We're supposed to be in New York or whatever. And so it's kind of amazing. Of course, Minnesota is most famous for Split Rock Lighthouse, famous historic thing. But lighthouses also give comfort. I mean, if you've been out at sea for weeks on end, and all of a sudden you see a lighthouse, you go, we're almost home. And lighthouses are the symbol of stability and strength. Like it, no matter how awful the storm, that lighthouse, that never fails, it never crumbles, it's always there. The light must stay on. Do you know where the world's largest lighthouse is? It's in Nazareth, Israel, miles and miles from the nearest body of water. But when you go to Nazareth, you see the Church of the Annunciation built over where the angel Gabriel said to Mary and asked her the question, will you be the mother of the Savior of the world? And where she gave her fiat, she gave her yes, let it be done to me according to thy word. And so the very top of the Church of the Annunciation, the Basilica, is designed like a lighthouse, intentionally, because Christ is the light of the world. Remember last week we received a candle on Candlemas Day, and it was lit at the beginning of Mass, and you were invited to take your blessed candle home to remind you and me that we're called to be the light of the world. And different than like the moon, tonight if there's no clouds, it's a full moon. And the full moon will be brilliant, especially on all the snow, and it'll just be wonderful. So get up at 2 in the morning and go for a little stroll. Okay, I won't either. But the light of the moon is a reflection of light. The light of the moon is not its own light. The light of the moon, if you put something in front of that light that's gazing upon the moon will become darkened, which happens when there's an eclipse of the moon. The full moon disappears. So when Jesus said, you are the light of the world, he means it different than the light of the moon, as bright as it might appear. Because it only appears bright. In fact, it is not. But you and I are called to be light. In fact, Jesus says, you are the light of the world. Not a reflection of light, but you, by the grace of baptism, and I have become the light of Christ. As we heard in today's first reading, this is seen in how we live and love our neighbor, especially the poor, the needy, those who are struggling. That we are, through our kindness and our good deeds, meant to manifest the light within us. And we're to do that not for our own sake, so that people might pat you on the back, but so that others, seeing your good deeds, as Jesus says, might give glory to God the Father. And so today, let your light shine. Be brilliant. Be the most brilliant candle. Be the most brilliant light around. Be so brilliant with God's light emanating from within that around you people have to put on their sunglasses. Your actions of kindness. And for those of you who are young, I bet there's like 30 driveways you could shovel today. All kinds of ways. As you're walking to your car, you can say to someone who might need a friend, and you could say, "Will you be my friend? And I'll walk with you to your car." All right? I'll walk with you to your car. There's all kinds of ways that we can, in a simple, humble way, allow God's light to be seen through us. We do that as a parish. Last night at our gala, our fund in need is divided amongst our playground, which will be used to improve our playground, and including some safety things. It will be a third of it's going to St. John Paul II School in urban Minneapolis so that they can continue to improve their test scores, and a third of it will be going to our sister parish in Ghana so that their grade schools can have better educational tools and that their kindergarten classroom can have finally a restroom. It's pretty bad over there. It's a way for us as a parish to manifest the light of Christ. But not only we as a parish, but each of us individually. And when each of us individually manifests our light, and we put our lights together, what a blaze it is, so that others might see the good that we do, a manifestation of Christ from within, emanating out. So let us be that light. Let us be that light. Let us be the biggest light, the most brilliant light possible, so that others seeing your light, the light of Christ within you, within me, within us, might give glory to God. And if you want a subscription to my sister's magazine, just let me know afterwards.